Good morning. This is Brother Steve again with the daily inspiration for this morning. I'm going to continue reading in Psalms 119. I'm going to read the rest of that that psalm, starting in verse 137 and reading to the end, verse 176. I want you to again to notice the emphasis on God's word and loving God's word as something that's precious and dear, something that you know, we hang on to as if our life depended on it, because really it does. You know, Jesus is in the scripture, Jesus is referred to in some places as our elder brother. He's the firstborn, and He went off to prepare a place for us, and he left us some detailed instructions on how to get there for us. And when we can see it as such, we can it brings a whole new light to the scripture, or to the word of God, that we can consider it as something that's very dear, something that we want to hang on to with everything we've got, and because it will lead us home. All right, verse 137. Righteous art thou, O Lord, and upright are thy judgments. Thy testimonies that thou hast commanded are righteous and very faithful. My zeal hath consumed me, because mine enemies have forgotten thy words. Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. I am small and despised, yet do not I forget thy precepts. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is truth. Trouble and anguish have taken hold on me, yet thy commandments are my delight. The righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live. I cried with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord, I will keep thy statutes. I cried unto thee, save me, and I shall keep thy testimonies. I prevented the dawning of the morning, and I cried, I hoped in thy word. Mine eyes prevent the night watches, that I might meditate in thy word. Hear my voice according unto thy loving kindness, O Lord, quicken me according to thy judgment. They draw nigh that follow after mischief, they are far from thy law. Thou art near, O Lord, and all thy commandments are truth. Concerning thy testimonies, I have known of old that thou hast founded them forever. Consider mine affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget thy law. Plead my cause and deliver me. Quicken me according to thy word. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they seek not thy statutes. Great are thy tender mercies. O Lord, quicken me according to thy judgment. Many are my persecutors and mine enemies, yet do I not decline from thy testimony. I beheld the transgressors and was grieved, because they kept not thy word. Consider how I love thy precepts. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe at thy word. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. I hate and abhor lying, but the law do I love. Seven times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgment. Great peace have they that which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Lord, I have hoped for thy salvation and done thy commandments. My soul hath kept thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I have kept thy precepts and thy testimonies, for all my ways are before thee. Let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word. Let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness. Let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee, and let thy judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments. Again, I just want to point out a few verses there. One verse that really stuck out to me there was verse 162, where it says, I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. Here it gives you a little bit of the of an idea of the value that the writer had for God's word. He rejoiced at it like he had, like something that, you know, he had found something of great value, as one that findeth great spoil. And then verse 165 says, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Again, it speaks of something that is of peace, something that you know, we can look to, and with all the, you know, had to think with all the offenses that we see in the church today, where people are offended and causing divisions and all those things. You know, if we look at this and it says, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. And so I just want to, again, just encourage you just to meditate on God's word and allow it to change your life and really nurture a love for God's word in your heart. Tomorrow morning I want to go through different names or different titles that are given to God's word in Psalms 119 and some of the meanings of them. So thank you for joining us, and God bless you.